What is up, movie viewers? Dynamo Views and Reviews here, asking what you watching. Well, today I am watching Chris Rock's comedy special called Selective Outrage. This stand-up comedy stars none other than Chris Rock. It is produced and directed by Joel Gallen, executively produced by Joel Gallen and Chris Rock. Now, Selective Outrage is said to be the second of two stand-up specials for which Netflix paid $40 million to Chris Rock. Lord, the things people choose to spend and waste money on. It really never ceases to amaze me. Now, ever since this infamous slap at the 2022 Oscars, people have been paying close attention to Chris Rock's stand-up tour dates. In fact, he probably should be thanking Will Smith for slapping his career back up, if you ask me. That was one for you, Nikki Justice on the Run. But I want to say, I like comedy, but I don't find most comedians today very funny. Sometimes it's just annoying or exacerbating to me. That's a personal thing. So I'm going to say this right off and take it any way you like. I am not impressed by black male comedians in particular that refer to black women as bitches, or women in general as bitches. And I am so over hearing the word nigger being referenced to black men or black people. Those are words that are just not in my everyday vocabulary. And anyone who knows me personally, they will tell you that. And I am not saying that I won't serve them back to you if you present them to me. But no, I don't like it being referred to as a woman, in particular a black woman. A female dog is a bitch, and I do not condone that. But I will admit, however, that sometimes when it is used at certain moments, it can come out and over very funny. I don't use the term bad bitch or refer to other women as bitches. It is only when I am referring to what someone said or in a response to. Where I am from, when the word bitch is used, it is often followed by some serious furniture moving. Now, I like comedy, but some of my favorite comedians are people like Cedric the Entertainer. I like Bruce, Bill Cosby, and I love listening to Pig Meat Markin. Have you seen my wife? Here come the judge. Order in the courthouse. Here come the judge. Yep, I am a old soul, and I know it, and I like it. But like most of you, I watched to see and hear how Chris Rock would be responding to that infamous slap once again that Smith gave him at the Oscars last year. And I wanted to see if his face had healed or if he lost any more teeth or perhaps got the filling or the color back in his face from where Will Smith knocked the black off him. I'm just kidding, Nikki. I'm shouting out Nikki. Oh, she and I have this disagreement as to whether or not it was appropriate for Mr. Will Smith to run up on that stage in front of the entire television audience around the world and give Mr. Chris Rock that five-finger smack that knocked the taste out his mouth. You know that slap. That slap was heard all around the world. And it happened right there on live TV too. That's got to be very embarrassing, but it was because he insulted his wife. I guess Will Smith said, "You're gonna learn today." As Chris Rock said, anybody that says words hurt has never been punched in the face. Those are his words. But nevertheless, Chris Rock's stand-up show took place at Baltimore's Hippodrome Theater. It was said that it was streamed to 90 different countries. Now, during his routine, Chris spoke on a lot of different topics. One in particular was Meghan Markle. He said she was trying to be a victim, that she won the light skin lottery. That part always puzzles me when I hear black men say that. Meghan Markle is of mixed race, Mr. Rock. She is not light-skinned. She's of mixed race. Light skin is reserved for black people with a lighter skin tone that are still black. I know as much as we like to ignore that little bitty tidbit, there's of course a difference. Black men. And that is perfectly okay to be of mixed race. But he spoke about her issue with the racism that she got from the royal family, how she was treated because she was of mixed race. It wasn't the white side that they disliked. It was the bit of black that they had and still have an issue with, of course. Meghan never represented herself as being a black woman anyway. And really, no one would have been the wiser if others had not brought or focused on her mixed heritage and brought to the forefront that she was, in fact, half black and half white. And why should she? For she is only partially black. She is only referred to as black because of America's white supremacist ideology. I never saw her marrying into that family as a come up personally. Now, some idiot racist Caucasian came up with an idea. They said, and they agreed upon it and made it a rule of law, that if there was one drop of black blood, it makes you black. Then my question is, what does one drop of white blood mean? What does that make you? Should not that make you white as well? But anyway, Chris also made jokes speaking on so-called woke culture. And it sounded very similar to what I hear the Caucasian politicians saying down here in the South these days. I have heard many of them running a campaign and talking about getting rid of woke culture. And I had to check the tape again, the video, to make sure I was watching a black comedian. Because we know that woke means different things in different cultures here. Usually when non-black people speak against woke, it is not the same thing. Sometimes it implies that there is a black underlying agenda. So when they're saying woke culture and using the quotation, we know what you're really saying. We know certain Caucasian politicians speak to their groups and they use these kind of words in like of a code of sorts. So the way in which they imply or use words like, well, it is meant to appeal to their base or their supporters. And I hear a lot of white politicians down here, particularly down here in the South, that are speaking against what they label woke culture. What exactly does that mean, Mr. Politician? Secretly, we know it's code word for black. Shh. But woke for most black people is an awareness. It means that we see what is behind the veil. We can foresee the racial prejudice, even when it is cleverly camouflaged as progress. And we are actively aware of the knowledge of ourselves, of our history, and we are aware of the knowledge of our antagonists, but even more our own black self in kind, and are willing to do what is necessary to bring our issues to the forefront, including but not limited to calling out bigotry and racist behavior when, where, and whoever does it. It is an awareness and appreciation for our black self and kind, and familiarity with one's adversaries. That's all it is. But as Rock described woke, to me, it didn't come from a familiar point of view, but just the opposite. It sounded similar to me to the politician's interpretation that I see speaking down here. And that is if you catch my drift, which makes me wonder, is Chris somehow a little bit perhaps out of touch? You know, sometimes money can do that to us. But Rock spoke about his relationship with his children and him being rich and spoiling his daughters, and what it's like dating as a rich single father. He also made a statement that I didn't get His statement was, "I didn't get rich and stay in shape to talk to Anita Baker. I'm trying to screw," and I use another terminology, Doja Cat. Now that sounds a little bit like he wanted to be like Jada with some entanglement. Don't get me wrong. I know there's some old freaks out here. Touche. But I know that older men dating younger women, that is usually done by men to impress other men, because you know it ain't love. It's about benefits for the woman. And you become her sugar daddy. While you, her sugar daddy, she got her real dude on the side. So y'all know how stupid that game goes. Anyway, the next joke that he made was about Steph Curry and Draymond Green. Now, I didn't know who these people were, so I had to go and look and find out, who is this Draymond? I asked my husband. He said Draymond will sneak up on you black. And I went and found out, and he's a darker shade of black. And it's a beautiful thing. Now, I believe football is the devil, and basketball is his son. So I had to check this stuff out. And I just wanted to say, Chris, brother, you and the guy, Draymond, both have dark melanated skin. My dear brother. So I did not totally get that joke, because I am not the one that would ever believe that anyone could be too black. No such thing. Yep, I like black, and that black hue is very beautiful to me. You know, my mother had this attraction to jet black men as well. She told me that was just one of the things that she loved about my father. Now, he did speak on not seeing a lot of black couples in commercials today, and I can bear witness to that. It is quite disturbing that we see an overwhelming abundance of mixed couples, white couples, but we barely or rarely even see any black couples featured on TV, in media. And I understand it's a tool that propaganda uses. I mean, propaganda is a tool, and it works. So he went on to say that the Kardashians love black folk more than black folk. Love black folk. Not. What he meant to say was that they love rich black males. So much so that he said, because their father got OJ off for murder. Now, we know OJ was found innocent. Now, because he got him off, he said God came down and cursed him, in a sense, and punished him by his daughters getting with black men. And all I have to say to that is, I ain't saying they some gold diggers, but they ain't messing with no broke. You fill in the rest. Now, Chris saved the response to the Will Smith slap incidents, or slap gate, to the very end of his performance. And he did mess up the joke a bit as he was trying to deliver it. But what I got from what he was saying, and what I, to sum it all up, he just seemed to ridicule Jada. And he went back to her boycotting the 2016 Oscar. Remember when Oscar So White was out? And he felt like Will should have gotten an Oscar for his role in Concussion, the movie called Concussion. Remember back then when Rock got on stage and stated that Jada's gonna boycott the Oscars, and he said Jada boycotting the Oscars was like him boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited. Ha ha. He was trying to say, in a nutshell, and he said that Will Smith's movie Concussion was crap, but he said emancipation instead of concussion in his joke, and it kind of ruined the punchline. But it was funny when he said he kept rewinding the emancipation movie, you know, the movie that Will Smith recently starred in. He said he kept rewinding just so he could see them slap Will Smith over and over again. Now that was funny. That was a good one, Chris. Now he delved into the year old slap. He primed it by saying, I'm not a victim, baby. You will never see me on Oprah or Gail crying. And he said, I took that hit like Manny Pacquiao. He then exclaimed that Will Smith practices selective outrage. And he went on to say that because everybody knows what the F happened. Everybody that really knows, no, I had nothing to do with that. I didn't have any entanglements. So he believes Will slapped him because he was being publicly humiliated about his wife's entanglement with August Alsina. He mentioned his size in comparison to Will Smith and further said that he plays a zebra and Will Smith played a shark. No, it was a joke, but he has said this joke repeatedly and nobody ever corrects him and lets him know that in the movie Shark Tale, Will Smith played the voice of a tiny little fish who hangs out with the shark that is voiced by Jack Black. Okay? So even that joke wasn't exactly right. But anyway, Chris said everybody in the world called Will a bitch after his wife confessed her entanglement. And he said, I tried to call the mother effer and give him my condolences. He didn't pick up the phone for me. Everybody called him a bitch. And who does he hit? He said, me. And he said that was some bitch ass shit. This is Chris's words. Now, there has never been any secret that Will and Jada had an open marriage. I'd heard rumors of that. I'm sure everybody is. And I don't even live in the same state that they do. But keep in mind that he previously said he wanted to sleep with Doja Cat. And I'm thinking, isn't she your daughter's age? The reason I say this is because he went on to say that nobody is picking on this bitch, referring to Jada Pinkett Smith. He said Jada was effing her son's friend. Keep in mind, he previously said he also wanted to sleep with Doja Cat and calling her predatory. Okay, isn't this Doja Cat the same age as your daughters, you dirty old man? But he was previously boasting about his preference for young ladies as well. So that was just a few minutes earlier. So I didn't get all of that. Anyway, you remember when he said he didn't get rich and stay in shape to talk to Anita Baker, that he was trying to get with Doja Cat? Maybe that's what Jada was thinking. Anyway, like I said, it had been rumored for years that they had a open relationship. But what was amazing to me was how he blamed Jada for the entire incident. He called her a bitch. And this bitch, Chris, Jada did not slap you, Mr. Chris Rock. Will slapped you. It was your disrespect of his wife in his presence that caused your getting roughed up. But it seems most of his response was to insult Jada and blame her for her husband's action. So he continues the disrespect that earned him this original five-finger swipe. So I was not impressed, and I gave Chris Rock's selective outrage a 2 out of 5. I'm like most others tuned in just to hear how he would respond on the issue, and because he never formally responded. Like most people, again, I watched to hear his take. I wanted to see how he would do his get back. Okay, now the question is, did he deliver? Was it worth the watch, the build up? Well, not for some, perhaps not for me, but that is ultimately up to you to decide. I personally never was upset with Will Smith to begin with for defending his wife. Could it have been handled differently? Of course it could have been handled differently. Did I change my support for Will Smith? Absolutely not. Most certainly not. But now that it is over and done with, Will Slapgate finally be over? Can we move on? Or is this meant to be a reminder to everyone else, especially in Hollywood, that they are supposed to show fake outrage towards Will Smith? Come on, really? And I gotta mention this. Chris said, people asked why didn't he hit Will back? And his response was that his parents taught him not to fight in front of white folks. What did your parents teach you about respect for women, Chris? Particularly, did they teach you not to disrespect black women in front of white people also? Or don't disrespect women whose husbands are there and are willing to defend them? Anywho, Chris Rock, Selective Outrage is rated TVMA. It is unsuitable for children, and there is an advisory for coarse language. And if you would like to check out Chris Rock's Selective Outrage, you most certainly can do so, for it is currently streaming on Netflix. Be sure to subscribe and leave me a comment on your thoughts on this movie. This has been Dina Mo Views and Reviews. Like, share, subscribe, and join me for my next review and our recommendation. And I want you to remember, it's my view. Now, what you watching?